Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And, it's a, you know, again, it's a lot of fun doing this. A lot more fun when you guys engage, and I know what you're, you know, I know that we're on the right track. We're dealing with the right issues. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. So, after the break, Larry Elder joins me to talk about his movie, Uncle Tom. Now, you know, many, many black Americans that we've had on the show are in the movie, talk about some of the real issues that are going on. And, again, when you look at this, why we're so afraid to talk about this stuff with each other is I'm not. I never have been. I don't know why. Maybe I'm too stupid to know better. Again, the person I was with today, a Jewish woman, and we're able to talk about, you know, culture and religion, and we're not on the same side of the you know, political aisle, if you would. And we can disagree. We could be on two totally different sides of an issue and still get along, still have no problem. And there's others around it that don't understand how that can happen. How, you know, look at, not that she's my enemy. But it's, you know, it's like I tell my Christian friends, it's really simple to be a Christian in church on Sunday, isn't it? Everybody else is. Who's going to challenge you? But until you get out there and let your light shine in other places, you're not going to win anybody over. You're not even going to let anybody see what you're really all about. That's a sad thing. I think it is anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And like I said, moving over, we are moving to Parler, and we're moving to Spreely. So if you want to start setting up accounts, Spreely.com, Parler.com. You know, there's no way. Look, guys, I'm not fighting a losing battle. I can't say it on the radio. My dad used to have a saying for it, you know, shoveling blank against the tide. Why would you do it? Makes no sense. So we'll build something that'll stay. We'll build something we can work with. Governor Newsom, oh God. You know, I'm starting to believe that AOC is his offspring. Yeah, that'll make you sick, right? And he bans new sales of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. So no trucks, no cars. The tricky word here is, though, banning the sale of. Does that mean you can still come into the state if you have a gas-powered vehicle? Is a plane considered a vehicle? Helicopter? I'm asking because, you know, again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm curious to know what he feels or believes, where he's going to go with this, how he's going to make it actually work. I don't know how he can do it. But, you know, again, I've been wrong about this stuff before, so all I can say is good luck to him. I can't think of many people who want to be gas, you know, machines, what are you talking about, buses? You're talking about cars, vans, delivery trucks. How many jobs will he put out of business? You're really going to have green vehicles for everything? He has, but he hasn't gotten anything right yet. And he's done this one by executive order. Why? Because they've given him that power again. He signed an executive order Wednesday requiring all new cars and passenger trucks sold in California to be zero-emission vehicles. Which means he requires all new cars and passenger trucks sold in California to be zero-emission. Now, the transportation sector is responsible for more than half of all of California's carbon pollution, 80% of smog during pollution, and 95% of toxic diesel emissions. All while communities in Los Angeles Basin and Central Valley see more of the dirtiest and most toxic air in the country. This has been going on for decades, though. Right? This is the most impactful step of our state can take to fight climate change. Right. It's going to be all on us. We're already $180 billion in the hole. But that doesn't mean anything. With a couple of $100 billion among friends. He says, for too many decades, we have allowed cars to pollute the air that our children and families breathe. California shouldn't have to worry in our cars or giving our kids asthma. Our cars shouldn't make our cars shouldn't make wildfires worse. It's just amazing. He never gives up. Cars shouldn't melt glaciers or raise sea levels. Shouldn't threaten our cherished beaches and coastlines. Right. You've already fixed that, though, right? Then you ban straws and plastic utensils and all this other stuff. You took that and you shifted it over to plastic bags, which was exciting. it just amazes me. Think about the hypocrisy of these people. They're spending more and more money on giving tax breaks on wind turbines to produce energy from, you know, the wind coming through California. And yet they stop those wind turbines on heavy, windy days. Why? Because they're afraid that electrical lines are going to fall down and set the trees ablaze again. They make no sense. Totally make no sense. Show Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let's hit it, because I don't want to waste this guy's time, really.
I'm here with Larry Elder, and he's an American libertarian talk radio host, author, attorney, and documentary filmmaker. He's also hosted Larry Elder's show, and you can find him on the Salem Radio Network. Larry, I want to tell you, I'm a long-time listener. You're the first-time caller. Don't you hear that a lot?
I'm not quite sure why people do that, but it's an odd thing to say, isn't it?
It is.
So therefore, what I'm about to say is less important, more important. It should be more relevant. I mean, if I call three times, I lean forward to the... I mean, what's the point?
I know. I'm with
you. I think it's one of those icebreakers. I think it's something people say just to kind of get them warmed up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I always get a kick out of it, too. That's, you know, in the email I sent you, it's kind of funny. I said to you, you know, that first book that I read of yours, I hadn't even heard you on the radio, but I was intrigued by the book, The 10 Things You Can't Say in America. Like the stash, by the way. I thought I'd bring that up. But
I got a stash story if you're interested. interested in it.
Go for it.
Like a lot of black men, I have ingrown hairs, and so I can't use a straight razor on my face. I've never in my life used a straight razor on my face. I've always used something called Magic Shave, which is a powder. You put water in it, and you mix it, and it's a chemical, and it burns the hair off, and you can't leave it for too long, otherwise it'll burn your skin. So the problem is when you have a mustache, you have to kind of sculpt it around the mustache. So one day I get up, look, TMI for you, Joe, one day I get up, and I put too much on one side, so one side's too thin. So I have to make it up to the other side. The other side's now more thin than the other side. And I keep going back and forth. I keep screwing it up. Next thing you know, I got the little thing down like that. Looks like Hitler. I couldn't wear that, so I took the whole thing off. First time since I was 19 years old, I didn't have a mustache. This is about maybe 10, 15 years ago. And I looked at myself, and I looked so incredibly different. So I get out of my house. I see my neighbor. I wave to him. He says, "Hi, Larry." Doesn't say a word. Well, he's kind of far away. Maybe didn't see the stash. I come into work, and I walk into an area where the half a dozen account executives I've known for an average of 10 years, they all say, "Hello, Larry." Nobody says a word. I go in the bathroom, see some other guys. Nobody says a word. I go to my little office. My producer comes over and goes, "You lost a mustache, huh?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Anyway, Obama's in Milwaukee, and it didn't matter."
No. Nope.
Mattered to me. Didn't matter to anybody else.
All right, so we're talking facial here, right? Because that's why I brought you on. I got a beard and a mustache, right? You know, every couple of days I have one of those little electric razors, and I just clean it up really quick. I just put the attachment on it and just make sure it looks good. Anyway, the long and the short of it is I took the attachment off the day before to kind of trim up the mustache a little bit, and I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
I get in front of the mirror, I turn it on, I go, zzz, and the next thing you know, I get these two roadways in my beard. I'm like, oh, come on, give me a break. But too bad, deal with it, and I left it like that. I just went on like I had something wrong with my face, but whatever. Hey, listen, your new movie, Uncle Tom, I think it's wonderful that you did that. And you make it... Well, you make it hard to find.
It's your new movie, Uncle Tom.
you make it hard to find, don't you? I mean, UncleTom.com. UncleTom.com.
Well, that's right.
Right?
And we had to pay for the domain. And the movie has done, Joe, so incredibly well, beyond my wildest imagination, both in terms of box office revenue and in terms of critical review. There's a website, of course, that movie website, IMDb.
Right.
So far, over 1,000 people have given it a rating.
Oh, great.
The average rating is, I think, 9.5 or something like that. And there are about 300 people that have written reviews, which takes some time to do. And virtually every single one of them gives the thing 10 stars out of 10. And the handful of self-described Democrats who say they saw it say things like, "Well, I had a friend who told me to go and see it or asked me to pay for it because you get it off online on UncleTom.com. And I did, and I thought it was going to be an hour and a half of a diatribe telling me what to think." He said, "It wasn't that at all. First of all, that was going to be about you." And I said, "Well, that would have been boring." The second thing is, I thought it was going to be an hour and a half of people telling me what to think. Instead, it is saying you are free to think for yourself, and you ought to be able to have an intelligent discussion about which party has the best policy to advance black people without one side calling the other side Uncle Toms and sellouts and self-loathers and even worse things that I can't say on a family show. And the movie talks about people like Candace Owens. However you feel about her, she's smart.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Sowell, my God, he's written 57 books. David Mamet, the playwright, called him America's greatest contemporary philosopher. Not historian, not economist, both of which he is, but philosopher because he's that bright. Walter Williams is the first and only black man I know to be chairman of an economics department of a non-black college. He's written about 20 or 30 books. Most black people don't even know who they are. There's a popular magazine called Ebony. It doesn't have the same crowd it used to have, but at one time, every coffee table, every black coffee table in the country had a copy of Ebony sitting on top of it. And they had an issue every year called the 100 Most Influential Black Americans. And every year, absent are Clarence Thomas, absent are Walter Williams, absent are Thomas Sowell. They're just not even there. And there are people in this country who don't even know who they are. And at one point, before Thomas Sowell gave up his weekly syndicated column, he was one of the most widely read people in the English language. And many people, especially black people, have no idea who he is because he's not discussed in our textbooks at K-12. He's ignored by the black media. The man is 90 years old, just turned 90, and he's still going full bore.
God. You know, one of my pet peeves, I'm on a school board here in Los Angeles County, and every year we celebrate, quote-unquote, Black History Month in February. And, I got beat up by, the local lefties because I said, why is it that every February, all we hear about for 28 days is slavery? The black community is so much more than slavery. They have so many more contributions worldwide, and all we talk about is, and we should. We should talk about the ills of slavery and what happened, but that's not the only thing the black community is known for. It makes me crazy.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why Bob Whitson, who's one of the black conservatives in my movie, put together a consortium called the 1776 Project to address the 1619 Project. Obviously, it isn't that anybody's trying to minimize the horror of slavery, but we ought to be emphasizing what people did in response to slavery, what we did in response to these conditions, how we, as Booker T. Washington said in his book, 1901, how we rose ourselves, quote, up from slavery. And that's what this is all about. And it's one thing if this was simply just people disagreeing. But what this means is you have a brilliant person like Thomas Sowell who's been talking about choice and vouchers in schools for decades. And only now are people beginning to realize that inner city parents want this. He's been talking about this for decades. How much further along would we have been had the choice movement been taken seriously 20 or 30 years ago when people like that were advocating this? And there's a great deal of damage that's been done by hiking up the minimum wage. At one time, a black teenager was more likely to have a job than a white teenager. But now, because of the minimum wages, for a teenager looking for a job, you're looking at a 50 to 75% unemployment rate. Well, Walter Williams, Thomas Sowell have been railing against the minimum wage for decades. Nobody listened because nobody knew who they were. They were sitting yelling and yelling and yelling, and nobody was hearing them. Well, now they've got a voice. I've got them all in our film, and I'm telling you, people are coming out of this movie saying, I had no idea about the history of the Democratic Party. I had no idea. It was one of its founding principles was the preservation of slavery. I had no idea that the Democrats opposed the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment.
No, they don't.
You mean Democrats founded the KKK? Yes. You mean Republicans as a percentage of the party voted more for the Civil Rights Act of 1964 than Democrats? Yes. 80% to about 60%. But for people like Everett Dirksen in the Senate and a guy named Bob McCulloch in the House who got a handwritten note from Jackie Kennedy Onassis when he retired, thanking him for his help in navigating her husband's civil rights bill. Everett Dirksen in the Senate got an award from the NAACP for helping to.
Hey, a lot more. I'm not even going to try to cut him off. A lot more, Larry, on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. We're talking about Uncle Tom, the movie. Do you even know what an Uncle Tom is? Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More protests in the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, after officials decided no one will be charged in the killing of Breonna Taylor. One officer was indicted, but it was unrelated to her death. The president of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, Kristen Clark.
The public expected a different outcome.
One officer was charged for firing into a neighboring home near Breonna Taylor's during the incident. The FBI is still investigating, but Clark says
there is just no accountability here, and the system failed Breonna Taylor.
When asked what he thought of the grand jury's decision, President Trump praised Democratic Governor Andy Beshear.
I understand he's called up the National Guard, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive thing, and it'll all work out.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
How lucky can one guy
boom, 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 boom.
Be? I kissed her.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, it's really funny because people love to throw that word term around, Uncle Tom, and even white folks do. They have no clues to what it means, but I bring up people who have a clue, and his new movie, or his movie Uncle Tom, you want to check it out. I'll tell you what, if you don't see it, shame on you. And not because you're not supporting a black person, but it's got so much great information in it. And my people want to be informed, right? I think so.
All of a sudden in the mid-60s, they said, hey, let's just switch sides.
Let's switch sides, yeah. They gotta, yeah. You know, it's really funny when this happens. God bless America. There we go.
They got up and walked across the aisle and took each other's seats, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pete Manning said, Omaha, Omaha. And they all went, it switched. I mean, honestly, think about it. You're a racist white Democrat, and you are ticked off that the Civil Rights Act of 64 has been passed. So what do? You leave your party and join the party whose members voted for it at a higher percentage than the party you left. What?
Hey, we
if you look at all the people that voted against the Civil Rights Act of 64 in the House and in the Senate, and look at yourself and ask yourself how many of them switched and became Republicans. Real simple. One in the Senate, Strom Thurmond, one in the House whose name neither you nor I even remember.
One of the most revered guys in the Democrat Party, Jimmy Cotta, you know, again, one of the biggest racists we've ever seen in political history. I just find it amazing that all these names, Lyndon Johnson and what have you, they just love him. And it's all about education. If you just join me, Larry Elder's
it's all about education.
Yeah, Larry Elder's with me. He's an American Libertarian talk radio host, author, attorney, and just check out his new movie, UncleTom.com, UncleTom.com. You know, I'm going to try to do something illegal here in Los Angeles County, have a few friends over. I don't know if we'll have to wear masks or not. Maybe we can find 6 feet. I don't know. And have them sit down. Governor Newsom might send the SS squad over to check us out. You know, being in education, I got to tell you something. I've seen this happen over and over again. I go back to the Jim Crow days, and I said, look, many of you don't know, it was illegal to teach a black person how to read, to educate a black person. And there was a reason behind that. And now look at what we've done in our education system for the last 50-plus years. The inner-city kids, which are mostly black and Hispanic, they get pummeled on. They don't get taught. They're graduating with the inability to read. This is not an accident, is it?
Well, and it's also relatively new. I mean, Tom Sowell often talks about how when he was in school in New York, in Harlem in the 1940s, these were segregated schools. There was the Italian school, the Irish school, the black school, and they were all competitively, academically. Sometimes the black school was even ahead of the Italian school and the Irish school in terms of reading and math scores. But there was no big, huge gap that there is right now. This is a function of the breakdown of the nuclear family, and that is a function of the welfare state. In the mid-60s, we launched this so-called war on poverty with the best of intentions, and essentially we incentivized women financially to marry the government and financial and moral responsibility. And we've gone from 25% of black kids outside of wedlock in 1965 to 70% now. 25% of white kids are now born outside of wedlock, a number that was far lower than that in 1965. And now about half of all the Hispanic kids are born outside of wedlock. And forget about elder. Barack Obama said a kid raised by a father is 5 times more likely to be poor and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and 20 times more likely to end up in jail. Now, the question is, what caused this? And I argue that you look at the welfare spending and the proliferation of kids being raised outside of wedlock, those lines parallel. And we're not even having a discussion. Again, my movie talks about the fact that all of us in this movie feel this way. We all feel that the number one problem, number two problem, and number three problem in the black community are fatherless homes, and fatherless homes. We all feel that way. But this conversation is not being had because we raise our hand and we suggest this, and we are Uncle Toms.
Yeah, well, you guys are all sellouts, don't you know? Listen, most people don't know who Uncle Tom was. They don't know anything about Uncle Tom. Why don't you educate us?
Well, and that's interesting, too, because Uncle Tom, if you read the novel, and most people have not, he was a hero. He was patterned after a real-life slave named Josiah Henson. The reason we know that is because after the novel came out, it was a phenomenally successful novel. It was the most widely read novel, I believe, in the 19th century. And it educated people in the North who knew nothing about slavery. I mean, they knew it existed, but they had no idea about the beatings, the depravity, the inhumanity. And it galvanized what ultimately became a movement to get rid of slavery and became a catalyst for the Civil War. In fact, when Abraham Lincoln finally met her, he said, "You're the little lady that started the Civil War." And the point is that Josiah Henson fooled the master into believing that he was a sellout, when in fact he was helping slaves escape, and he died because he refused to reveal the whereabouts of a slave who'd escaped. And that paralleled the real Josiah Henson in real life. But all it means, though, Joe, is that people have never read the novel. But the point is, the term has become a knife to batter people and to suggest that they're sellouts, and therefore you ought not listen to them. So it really doesn't matter that they're ignorant about the derivation, but they are ignorant about the derivation, which says something about their education.
Well, again, it goes back to what I've heard you talk about, and I've talked about it, which is they're using terms they don't know. They're pulling down abolitionist statues. Not only can't they spell it, but they don't even know what it means. They're throwing the word racist around, to use a Dennis Miller term, they're throwing the word racist around like a $5 hooker in San Diego on Sailor Week, you know?
What I call the access of indoctrination is Hollywood media and academia have taught young people to see the world through race-tinted glasses. They're taught that America got wealthy not because of hard work and freedom and responsibility and the principles that made America great, as imperfect as America has struggled to become. No, America got here because we fought the Indians, we fought the blacks, rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and that's how they feel. And that's what they've been taught. And so when George Floyd gets killed by a cop and three cops stand behind him, this is not just a cop and three cops that have to deal with their culpability. No, it is a reflection of the police system in the country as a whole. It is a personification of the alleged systemic racism that still bedevils America. And it's crap. You know who knows it's crap? Obama knows it's crap. How do we know that? This is a guy who comes out of nowhere. Hawaii, name a president who's been elected from Hawaii, for crying out loud, with a last name like Obama, middle name Hussein, knocks off Hillary, knocks off John McCain, knocks off Mitt Romney, and then he gets into office and starts talking all this crap about, if I had a son, he looked like Trayvon, America has racism in its DNA, there's a place called Ferguson. You know why? Because he knew as a politician, he's got to get blacks stirred up. 95% of them will go in there and pull that lever for the Democratic Party like lemmings because they're keyed off about what they perceive to be a social injustice. And so he knows it's crap. His whole life has been privileged. When has he suffered from anything? Raised in Hawaii, mom has a PhD in anthropology, father PhD from Harvard in economics. She remarries to an oil executive. He lives in Indonesia for a little while. Goes to a school that's private school for the oil executive. Has servants, by the way. Goes back to Hawaii to live with his white grandparents. Father's a successful salesperson. Mother's an executive with the bank. Goes to the finest prep school in the whole state. Then goes to a very exclusive private school out here in California, Occidental, for 2 years. Columbia, last 2 years. Harvard, the next 4 years. Becomes president of the Harvard Law Review. Comes to Congress, stays there for 5 minutes, and then runs for president, gets elected. Where has he suffered? Give it to me. Got a higher percentage of the white vote than John Kerry did. Talk to me here. What am I missing?
Well, the uneducated electorate is what's missing. Look, if you've just joined me, Larry Elder's with me. He's an American libertarian, talk radio host, author. Can I grab some of his books? I got to tell you something, Larry. One of my favorite stories you tell is your dad's story, okay? And yeah. I love that story. And again, to so many people, that kind of story. But it really gives some insight as to where you're coming from and what you got going on and how much of a hard worker he was. People don't realize that hard work will get you places, even today still.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Well, the Cliff Notes version of my dad and me, I wrote about it in my book, Dear Father, Dear Son, 2 Lies, 8 Hours, because I really didn't understand the guy. I thought he was mean and whipped us a lot and hard, and he was always grumpy and moody and never about the same thing. So I just really did not like him. And my brother felt the same way. And so my dad, unfortunately, in quotes, starts a little cafe when I'm around 10 years old, and all of us have to work for him. Well, my dad yells at me and screams at me and curses at me when I do something wrong. And in my opinion, I'm not doing things that wrong. He's just thin-skinned. And I told myself when I was 15 years old, if he yells at me one more time, I'm getting out of here. I'm walking out, which is a major act of defiance to my dad. So I'm 15 years old. He yells at me. I walk out. My dad comes home that night. He was furious because the restaurant was packed when I walked out. And he said, why did you leave? And I said, I got sick and tired of the way you spoke to me, which was the first time I ever said anything like that to my father, because I was afraid of him. My father balled up the $10 a day he paid me per day, threw it at me on the bed, walked out of my bedroom, and he and I, Joe, did not have a meaningful conversation for 10 years.
Wow.
Now I'm 25 years old. I'm having difficulty sleeping. And I figured it had something to do with my unresolved issue with my father. I was living in another state. So I call my secretary and said, cancel all my appointments. I'm going to L.A., and I'm going to have a conversation with my father, and I'm going to come back in a couple of days. And so I flew out. I didn't tell my dad I was coming. I didn't want him to prepare. So I walk into the restaurant, and I said, Dad, I want to talk to you. He was surprised. And he said, shall I put your bags in the back? I said, no, Dad, I'm only going to be here for 5 or 10 minutes. I want to talk to you. So I sat there for an hour until I waited for the restaurant to close. And I said, Larry, don't tee off on the man. Just tell him a few things that bothered you, and he'll probably call you an ungrateful son, and then maybe you'll be able to sleep. So he sat down, and Joe, of course, I teed off on him. I spoke for 20, 25 minutes nonstop. Anything I could think of he ever said to me or did to me, I told him. And to his credit, he just sat there and took it. He was drinking coffee. Every now and then he'd get up and refill the coffee, but he just took it. And finally, I was done. I was out of ammo, Joe. I had nothing else to say.
Okay. I want you to hear this story. Some of you have not heard it. So I'm going to pause it, and we'll come back after the break. Joe Mussini, your host, got a lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5566. You look really appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I'm sorry I broke this up a little bit the wrong way, but I don't care. You got to hear this story. Larry Elder joins me, and he's talking about his movie, Uncle Tom, and he's telling a story about his dad. And, you know, that he just couldn't get to sleep, couldn't get his act together, finally decided he needed to talk to his father about this. So take a listen.
He looks up and he says, "Is that it? That's it?"
I love that line.
And I said, "Yeah." He said, "You didn't speak to me for 10 years because of that?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Let me tell you about my father." And this is the first time he ever told me about his father. And it's not because he didn't want to talk about it. It's because I didn't care. I didn't like him. My brothers didn't like him. I mean, I knew he had no relatives because we never got any gifts. And I met his mom one time. I knew his father wasn't around. But I never really cared about why and how and any of that. And he said, "Your last name, Elder?" I said, "Yes." He said, "That's not my biological father. I'm 25 years old. This is news to me." And I said, "Well, who's your biological? I don't know."
Yeah, unreal.
Your grandmother had a series of men. She was very irresponsible, didn't want to work. An Elder was an alcoholic who was physically abusive, and he stayed in my life for about 4 years. That's why I took his name. But he was long gone when I came home from school at the age of 13, and I started quarreling with my mother's then-boyfriend. She sides with the boyfriend, throws me out of the house, never to return. For the next 8 hours, my father told me about his life and how he walked down the road, did anything he could, became a Pullman porter on the trains, joined the Marines, was a staff sergeant in the Marines, learned how to cook, came back to the South, tried to get a job as a cook, was told we don't hire N-words, went to an unemployment office. They said you went to the wrong door. He went out to the hall, saw colored only, went to that door, to the same lady who sent him out, goes to L.A., where he had traveled on as a Pullman porter, tried to get him a job as a cook. They tell him the same thing, except not the N-word. They just say, you don't have any references. He said, what are you talking about? I just want to be a cook. I want to make eggs. He went to an unemployment office, took the first job he could get, cleaning toilets full-time with Nabisco brand bread, took a second full-time job cleaning toilets with Barbara Ann bread, cooked for a family on the weekend to get additional money, and went to night school a couple nights a week to get his GED. The man never slept. That was why he was so cranky. And it's not just a day gone without much sleep, or a week, or a month. It's year after year after year. And then you come home with a house with three rambunctious boys yelling and screaming. What kind of mood are you going to be in? So as my dad and I are having this conversation, Joe, I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and my dad is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the eighth hour, I'm crying. And finally I said to my father, can you please forgive me? I mean, it wasn't like he was a drunk or he had run out of the house or anything. He came home every day. He did all the bills. He did what he was supposed to do.
Yep.
And I said, I'm so sorry. And he said, don't be. You didn't know. You were a kid. But just follow the instructions that I've always given you and your brothers, and they are hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. You cannot control the outcome, Larry, but you are 100% in control of the effort. And before you moan about what somebody did to you, go to the nearest mirror, look at it, and say, what could I have done to change the outcome? And finally, no matter how hard you work, how good you are, bad things will happen. How you deal with those bad things will tell your mother and me if we raised a man. And my father was a lifelong Republican, and the reason is real simple. He said, Democrats want to give you something for nothing. And when you try and get something for nothing, you almost always end up getting nothing for something.
That's so true. It is so true. And I'm amazed, you know, yeah. The black community, the Jewish community, the Italian community on the East Coast, sell out to the Democrats. It's almost like there's some kind of aroma in the air, and they just keep following it all around the place. And it's amazing to me because they've tricked us or tricked them. You know, when I became a registered Republican, it was like I left the church at first. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they were all worried about me.
Look at the results. Look at Baltimore. The city has been run by Democrats. Freddie Gray was killed in 2015. He's in police custody. The mayor is black. The person running the police department is black. His assistant is black. All the city council Democrat majority black. The state attorney who brought the charges against the six officers black. Three of the six officers black. A judge before whom two of the officers tried their cases black. The U.S. Attorney General at the time black. And the U.S. President of the United States black. And we're talking about institutional racism?
I was going to say, isn't that proof of systemic racism? Isn't that proof of institutional racism?
Rwanda Sykes, a comedian, said after Obama got inaugurated, she said, how are you going to complain about the man when you are the man? And look at the high schools in Baltimore. Let's stick with Baltimore for a second. It's got a per capita murder rate three times higher than that of Chicago. We always talk about Chicago because Chicago's a big city, and in absolute numbers it's got the bigger numbers of people murdered. But in terms of homicide per capita, Baltimore is three times more deadly than Chicago. 13 high schools where zero public high school where 0% of the kids can do math at grade level. 13,
whoa.
0%. And 5 or 6 where 1% can do math at grade level. That's half of the high schools in Baltimore. And you are with the party that says you're mandated to go to that high school whether you want to or not. This party over here, Republican Party, wants to give you a voucher so you can opt out. What is there to talk about? We're not having that conversation, though, because people like myself and others who are in my movie Uncle Tom are shut down and call Uncle Tom's.
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing to me. Again, I'm surprised you're not getting more negativity in places than you are. And to your point, look at the names of the people that you have in the movie, all well-educated, great people, looking at hard work. You know, you hear all the stuff about BLM. You just talked about what's going on in Chicago. And I always joke, look, Sharpton and Jackson and BLM and Obama, why don't they do a million-man march in the neighborhoods of Chicago? Shut it down. Fill the streets so we can't have these kind of shootings going on. And I would say it's the same thing. They don't really care, number one. Number two, it's not sexy and it doesn't make any money.
Well, and also, the whole premise of Black Lives Matter is built upon a lie.
Yep.
It started out because of Trayvon Martin, and it turns out that George Zimmerman was found not guilty. The jury said, the ones that spoke publicly after the verdict, race never came up, and one black person was not on the jury. He was an alternate. He would have been on had somebody been sick or something. And he said, had I been on the jury, I also would have found George Zimmerman not guilty, and race never came up. And then the second thing that kind of galvanized this thing, of course, was the shooting of Michael Brown. And that also was a lie. Michael Brown did not have his hands up, did not say don't shoot. His DNA, for crying out loud, was found on the officer's gun.
Yep.
And the whole premise is false. It is not true that the cops are using deadly force wrongfully, disproportionately against black people. If anything, the studies show the opposite. They're more hesitant, more reluctant to use deadly force on black people than on white people. This has been studied extensively. Even since the mid-90s, the Department of Justice has done something called the Police Public Contact Survey, where every 3 years they ask 60,000 Americans, have you had a contact with the police in the last year? If the answer is yes, a series of questions. How were you treated? What was said? Were you physically harmed? Trying to find any kind of pattern, they can't find it. It's not there. If anything, we ought to be talking about, as you point out, the large number of black people who are killing other black people. Half of the homicide victims in this country are black.
Mm-hmm.
And in Chicago, a third black, a third white, a third Hispanic is the demographics of the city, and 70% of the homicides are black on black, and 75% of them are unsolved. Talk about Black Lives Matter, 75% unsolved?
Yeah, it is. It really, truly is amazing to me. And the people, I'm starting to believe that people are waking up. I look at some of the stuff going on Facebook and other places. I don't read all the negative stuff. There are people that are waking up and seeing what the Democrat Party is all about. And, you know, your movie, Uncle Tom, go to UncleTom.com, people. Go to UncleTom.com. And I tell you, pull it out on demand, but order the DVD, too. The DVD right now is on back order. But have patience. Not everything is instantaneous. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. In your hood to get some Uncle Tom merch. And well, can I one quick thing about Chicago. Wouldn't you think Chicago, given all this left-wing firepower, you've got Bill Ayers, in whose living room Obama started his political career. He's become this respected educator. He and Obama teamed up to do what was called the Annenberg Challenge and spent close to $200 million to improve public schools, and by their own admission, didn't do it.
Right.
You've got Louis Farrakhan, whose headquarters is there. Jesse Jackson lives there. Rahm Emanuel, the former chief of staff of Obama, and now the two-term mayor of Chicago, lives there. You've got Jesse Jackson, and you have Father Flager, who's the anti-Second Amendment guy, anti-gun guy. Why isn't Chicago a shining city on a hill? Why? All that left-wing firepower.
I love the current mayor and Rahm Emanuel both. At some point in time said, the problem we have is they're committing crime in the streets. Oh, really?
Right.
We wouldn't have known that.
The problem is guns. The problem is guns.
Yes.
It's true. Look, you don't think white kids in the suburbs have access to guns, too? How about values?
Hey.
How about values? That's the problem here.
I grew up in the 70s in the north end of Boston, heavy mafia influence there, okay? And let me tell you, all the white guys who shouldn't have had guns, and usually more than one on them. So anyway, yeah, Larry, always a pleasure. I love your books. I love your show. I know people get weirded out when two talk show hosts are saying, "Oh yeah, you're great." No, I really do. I've been listening to you for years, and I always got a kick. I actually even stole a little bit of your of the way you do things. I do movie clips when we come back in again, so, and I love that. I always thought that was funny.
Nice.
All right, so Larry, thanks. God bless. You know, have a great rest of the day.
God bless, Joe. Thank you.
You know, I always love guys like that. He's not full of himself at all. I've known Larry for a long time. And we're not close, good friends. But, I mean, I've known him for a long time and talked to him off and on, see him at events. And never kind of shrugs me off like, oh, you're part of the B team. Never done that to me. Always stops, talks with me. I won't say he gives me inside information, but he gives me a little coaching from time to time. And it's what we should be doing. If we're all on the same team, if we're all pushing for the same thing, it's exactly what we should be doing, shouldn't we? All right, Dan Pillow joins me in the next hour. Have you set yourself up for major league tax headaches? I mean, seriously, people, what I'm hearing, and the IRS, you think they're going to leave you alone next year? You're out of your mind. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.